talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
Hey, Scott Spears along with you here on a Getaway Friday, Friday, July the 23rd, 2021, 18 and a half minutes past the hour. It is time for the Exchange Club here on WWGH Radio. And I just have to fix something here very quick. Hope you're having a great day out there. Hope you enjoyed the Pastor's Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker. Always a very interesting show. Glad to hear some call-ins today during that show, people expressing their opinions. And there are a lot of them when it comes to the workforce out there. No doubt about that, to be sure. Why aren't people going to work? What is the reason? I think there's a lot of question about that at this particular point. So it's good that that subject was broached during today's program. Now, we're going to continue on with trivia. We had Buckeye Guy and Ted Williams call in earlier, so we did not continue on. But we do have David already entered into the next round of trivia here. And we're done with our cartoon character and our logo company slogan contest, so we now can get back to the food. So here we go. You'll win a pair of Zumbezi Bay tickets, Columbus Zoo, or the Wilds. Here's the question. Hot dog variants include the corn dog and what? So you have the hot dog, the corn dog, and what is the other thing that people eat that is kind of like a hot dog? Does anybody know? One of the common things people eat that's like a hot dog. We have the corn dog, the hot dog, and what is the other common thing we eat that's kind of like a hot dog? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? We've got the hot dog. We've got the corn dog. What is the other thing that we eat that is kind of like a hot dog? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. I guess it involves a hot dog, I guess is what I'm saying. So you have hot dogs, which are hot dogs and buns, and you have corn dogs, which are hot dogs on a stick with corn around them. What is the other dish that is like a hot dog? Well, it is made with a hot dog, but not the basic hot dog. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. The question actually reads, hot dog variants include the corn dog and what? What is the other hot dog variant? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. Somebody will have to be very smart to get this question, but I know we have a smart audience. So I know somebody will. You'll join David in the competition if you can get the answer right here. We have hot dogs, corn dogs, and what other kind of hot dog variant do we have? All right, go ahead.
Did you get Coney Dog yet?
We didn't get Coney Dog. I think a Coney Dog is still considered a hot dog, isn't it?
Okay, all right. Just thought I'd give it a shot.
This is a confusing question, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a good one.
It's a good one. We'll keep hoping.
Okay, all right.
All right, we've got hot dog, corn dog, and what is the other thing that we eat that's kind of like a hot dog. It has a hot dog in it, but it's not the traditional hot dog. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? Tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, the Wilds, all hang in the balance. So if we've got the hot dog, and we've got the corn dog, what is that fourth or third item? Does anybody know what that third item would be? 740-383-9944. It is not the Coney dog. But we definitely want to know what you think it is. What is something you cook with hot dogs? That's kind of how you have to think about this. What is something you cook with hot dogs? Any guesses? Well, let's see if this person's got it. Let's take a listen. Go ahead, caller.
How about a pig in a blanket?
That's it. Pigs in a blanket.
Oh, cool. How about that?
I know. You got it right. See?
I fix those.
Yeah. Now, see, how do you fix your pigs in a blanket?
I slice them and put cheese in them and roll them up in a crescent roll and throw them in the oven.
Sounds good to me.
That's what we do.
Now, would you consider that a variant, the corn dog, the hot dog, and the pig in a blanket?
Before you said it has a hot dog in it, I was thinking, well, maybe they're talking about like sausage or bratwurst. But when you said it had a hot dog in it, then I thought, well, that's the only thing that I could think of is the pig in the blanket.
The pig in a blanket. You got it right. Well, hey, you're in with David now.
Okie doke.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, pig in a blanket goes along with hot dog and corn dog. All right, now the questions get a little easier here. This kind of sausage was culturally imported from where? Where was the sausage? What country was it imported from? Does anybody know that? Where was the sausage imported from? 740-383-9944. Hot dog trivia here. Well, hot dog and sausage, I guess. What country did the sausage come from? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. We've got Mary and David in the competition here. Who else is going to get in on the competition? Where did the sausage come from? Go ahead, caller.
Germany,
you got it, Bob. You're in the competition. Thank you. Yes, the sausage did come from Germany. That is correct. All right, next question. The hot dog became a working class street food sold where? Now, this is not a place. It's just, if you were working, where would you go get a hot dog at? That's how the question reads. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Where would working class people buy their hot dog? That's how it became a working class food, street food. So the question again reads, the hot dog became a working class street food sold where? Where would you get your working class street food? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Street vendor,
you got it. To hot dog carts, dog stands, all kinds of stuff. Got it, Bob. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Bob's picking up the pace here today. All right. Hot dogs developed in association with what American sport? How about that one? That's a little easier. Hot dogs developed an association with what American sport? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What sport did hot dogs develop an association with? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. We've got David, Mary, and Bob in twice here this noon hour. What sport did hot dogs develop an association with? All right, let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
That'd be baseball.
That'd be baseball. Nothing better than baseball and a hot dog.
Yeah.
So what do you make of the Indians changing their name to the Guardians?
Well, you know, what I was looking at is still at the end of it to kind of put your mind to the, you know, the Indians, because it has that in there, like the black spelling of the Guardians. Still put your mind of the, like the Indian is in a way is still in there.
You know, I never thought about that. I think you're probably right. That's, I never thought about that.
Yeah, I was sitting there looking at them. I thought, well, you know, it seems like it's still kind of, if you take it the way it is, that's the way I feel. It's still within, kind of within the Guardians, you know.
So now, do you think it's a good idea?
What's that?
To change the name to that?
No. It's whatever they went through. I'd like to know how they really went through 1,100 of them, I think they said, before they come up with that.
Well, that's quite a few.
Yeah, I was just 1,100, I thought, well, you know, and that's, now I started looking at the tail end of it, and I said, still remind you of the Indians been in there, you know, so.
Yeah, the way they've designed it, it's still, you know, kind of, I don't think there'll be a big change, but Guardians, I don't understand, maybe it is because it kind of looks like the Indians.
Yeah, because I was wondering, because you know your Guardians or some protection, is it goes along with protecting, that not really considers, you know.
Yeah.
Your Guardians are like people that used to go out and protect and watch over, and so I don't get that in the baseball line.
Neither do I, but, you know, I guess we'll have to deal with it now.
Okay. We'll have to get used to it anyway.
We'll do. We'll have to get used to it. Hey, thank
yeah.
you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I don't know what their mascot will be in all this. All right, yes, it is baseball. We've got David, Mary, Bob twice, and Ralph now in the competition. Okay, the hot dog's cultural traditions include the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest and the Oscar Mayer what? All right, I know you know this one. The hot dog's cultural traditions include the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest and the Oscar Mayer what? 740-383-9944. The Oscar Mayer what? 740-383-9944. Zumbezi Bay tickets. Columbus Zoo. The Wilds all hang in the balance. We've got David, Mary, Bob twice, and Ralph in the competition here. Who else is going to join? What are we talking about here? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that'd be the Wienermobile.
That would be the Wienermobile. Who's on the line?
Becky Thacker.
All right, Becky, we got you. Now, what do you think about the Guardians?
I don't know. It's going to take some time getting used to, I guess, because we're so used to the Indians, the Cleveland Indians.
I know. I wonder if they'll have a mascot.
I don't know. It kind of, if they do, it's kind of, you wonder what it'll be.
I know. I think we're all holding out on this one.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Hey, well, thanks, Becky.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yep, we got the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Absolutely. Becky's in the competition now. Okay. This is an interesting question. The word Frankfurter comes from Frankfurt, Germany, where it originated. Where what originated? See, I can't even read the question right. The word Frankfurter comes from Frankfurt, Germany, where what originated? What originated in Frankfurt, Germany that gave us the name Frankfurter? You know, I have not heard anybody say Frankfurter in a long time. Is there even a place where you can go and order a Frankfurter? That's interesting. That is a word. You know, people used to go to stores and buy Frankfurters, but I don't know if they're different than hot dogs or not. Go figure. If not, I should try some Frankfurters. Okay, the question again. Okay, well, here we go. Maybe this person knows what I'm talking about. Go ahead, caller.
Sweden.
Not Sweden. All right, let me read the question again here. The word Frankfurter comes from Frankfurt, Germany, where what originated? What originated in Frankfurt, Germany, that gives us the word Frankfurter? 740-383-9944. In the competition so far, we got David, Mary, Bob twice, Ralph, and Becky so far. Who else is going to join the tale here, the list of people in the competition for our drawing at 1 o'clock? The word Frankfurter comes from Frankfurt, Germany, where what originated? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. What originated in Frankfurt, Germany? Let's see here. Something did. Is this a Google question? This might be a Google question. Have to ask Google. What originated in Frankfurt, Germany? Which gives us the word Frankfurter. You know, I've heard people pronounce this Frankfurter. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'd like to give an alternative answer to the Frankfurter question, Scott.
Okay.
Well, Adam originated there because that's where I was born. My dad was in the Army. So that's not the answer you want, but a much better and more local answer is Adam originated in that fine city.
Frankfurt, Germany.
Frankfurt am Main, yeah, the military base. Don't mind the year, but it was quite a while back. But dad was in the service, so my parents had a little surprise package. I think I was supposed to be born in New Jersey, but you know it is an Army life. But it was on U.S. born on U.S. property, kind of like John McCain. So I could be president, but I don't think I really want to be.
So now, how did you pronounce Frankfurt?
Well, Frankfurt, or Frankfurt am Main, meaning it's on the Main River. I took German, so I mean, I often pronounce German names in the more official manner.
Now, have you heard people call this Frankfurter?
Yeah, it's just more of a colloquial or shorthand way of saying it, and just in a regional, because, I mean, when a name originates from another language, sometimes it's the pronunciation has changed, or it may depend upon the person.
But what is a Frankfurter?
It's a hot dog, right?
I don't know. I
think it's because the people in Frankfurt, they would eat that kind of stuff. And there are many recipes, because really a hot dog is made from assorted waste products of figs and other animals. It doesn't have a specific formulation. And, I mean, and they can be kosher or have other religious or regional or national recipes, but the general thing where it's kind of like a sauce. I think sausage is more of a specific type of food, but it's the same kind of a shape. Although sausage, of course, can be a patty or some other type of shape or formulation. But I think that's kind of where it originated. The hot dog. I don't really know where that name come from. Maybe. From the wiener dogs, which kind of look like a hot dog. So maybe that's where that originated. It's tricky because, like a lot of these regional foods, like chow mein and some of the Chinese food, they're really more American, even if their origin is in a different country. You know, spaghetti and pizza, they're really more American than they are strictly Italian. But it just kind of depends what part of the country and what kind of ethnic food might be popular.
It's all interesting. Well, thanks, Adam.
Yeah, it's all just, yeah, but again, my answer is I originated there, but that's probably not what you were looking for.
Frankfurt, Germany. Thank you, Adam.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye. All right. What we want to know, the word Frankfurter comes from Frankfurt, Germany. What originated in Frankfurt, Germany? That lets us know what a Frankfurter is. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Sauerkraut.
Not sauerkraut. Good guess, though. Not sauerkraut. What originated to... Okay, let me see here. Go ahead, caller.
Wiener schnitzel.
Not wiener schnitzel. That's a good guess, though. Not wiener schnitzel. The word Frankfurter comes from Frankfurt, Germany, where what originated? Now, remember, it's going to have some correlation with a hot dog, because we apparently hot dogs are Frankfurters. Does anybody know what is the difference between a Frankfurter and a hot dog? Or is a Frankfurter a hot dog? We have many different names for hot dogs. And apparently, is there any difference between a hot dog, a Frankfurter, and a wiener? Is there any difference between those three? Are they all the same thing? Because usually, when you have different names for something, there's some correlation. But these all seem to be exactly the same items. So is there anything different between a Frankfurter, a hot dog, and a wiener, which are all the same thing? Go ahead, caller.
Was it the hamburger?
Not the hamburger. Good guess, though.
Thanks.
Not the hamburger. The word Frankfurter comes from Frankfurt, Germany, where what originated? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 40 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio Time. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
Dash Hound Sausage.
No, but that, do you know what's the difference between these three things?
What's that again?
Do you know the difference between a Frankfurter, a hot dog, and a wiener?
No.
Me either. It's lost. All right, 740-383-9944. The word Frankfurter comes from Frankfurt, Germany, where what originated? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. We've got David, Mary, Bob twice, Ralph, and Becky in the competition here. Who's going to join the ranks? Coming up on 41 minutes past the hour. Now remember, this would have to be similar to a hot dog, because the question is, the word Frankfurter comes from Frankfurt, Germany, where what originated? So what originated in Frankfurt, Germany? 740-383-9944. We've had some good guesses, but not the right one yet. 740-383-9944. Cannot wait to hear the correct answer come down the pike. Get somebody else in the competition here. What originated in Frankfurt, Germany, that would have been similar to a hot dog? 42 minutes past the hour here. Has everybody given up on this one? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here, WWGH Radio Time. David, Mary, Bob, Ralph, and Becky in the competition so far today. The day that we change the Cleveland Indians to the Cleveland Guardians. History-making change. All right, any guesses here? Give us a buzz. We would love to know what the answer is. All right, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
How about bratwurst?
Not bratwurst, but that's a good guess. Bratwurst is probably the closest guess that we have had in the bunch this morning. I would say bratwurst is coming closer than anything else. The word Frankfurter comes from Frankfurt, Germany, where what originated? Go ahead, caller.
Never mind, I was going to say bratwurst.
That's it's a close one. It's not bratwurst, but it's close to bratwurst. Bratwurst is probably the closest guess that we've had so far. The word Frankfurter comes from Frankfurt, Germany, where what originated? Go ahead, caller.
Kielbasa.
Not kielbasa. That's a good guess. Not the old kielbasa. The word Frankfurter comes from Frankfurt, Germany, where what originated? That's what we want to know. 43 and a half minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Braunschweiger?
Not Braunschweiger. Not Braunschweiger. What originated in Frankfurt, Germany? That's what we want to know. What originated in Frankfurt, Germany that is kind of like a hot dog? And I'm going to say bratwurst is probably the closest guess we've had so far. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 44 and a half minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. Who's going to be the smart one today and pick this question off? David, Mary, Bob, Ralph, and Becky in the competition so far. Tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, the Wilds hang in the balance. 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Schnitzel.
Not schnitzel.
Okay.
Not schnitzel. What originated in Frankfurt, Germany that is similar to the hot dog? Originated in Frankfurt, Germany. All right, go ahead, caller.
Knockwurst.
Not knockwurst. Not knockwurst. Let's see here. Well, I'll tell you, the kielbasa was very close, to be honest. Kielbasa might even be closer than bratwurst. Go ahead, caller.
Wienerwurst.
Now, what is that?
I don't know.
Made up a word. Why? Well, do you know the difference between wiener, hot dog, and frankfurter?
No, not really. I was trying to read on Google about this question, and one of the articles mentioned a wienerwurst, so I thought I'd throw it out there. You never know.
You never know. We don't know what that is anyway.
No, I don't. I just read it.
Nope. Sounded good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. All right. We're looking for what originated in Germany. The kielbasa is probably the closest answer. Honestly, probably closer than the bratwurst. All righty, here, go ahead, caller.
Bologna?
Not bologna. But we're full of bologna today. There's no doubt about that. Not bologna. What is it? 46 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Is anybody going to fill us in here? Frankfurt, Germany. Go ahead, caller.
What about smoked sausage?
Not smoked sausage, but it is a type of sausage.
Okay,
now we're getting close. Not smoked sausage, but we are getting very, very close with this one, as they say. Not smoked sausage, but it is a type of sausage. The word Frankfurter comes from Frankfurt, Germany, where what originated? And it is a type of sausage. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answer now? 47 and a half minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. Who's going to join David, Mary, Bob, Ralph, and Becky in the competition here? All right, go ahead, caller.
Little dog sausage, the dash hand sausage.
No, good guess, though. Not the little dog sausage, which, is that what it's called? I haven't been in that aisle for a while. Alrighty. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Polish sausage?
Not Polish sausage. That's a good one. Not Polish sausage. The word Frankfurter comes from Frankfurt, Germany, where what originated? Now, it's a type of sausage. What is it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answer today? As we wait it out here. 48 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Going to have our drawing in about 11 minutes here. We've got David, Mary, Bob, Ralph, and Becky in the competition. We'd love to add somebody else. Who's it going to be? 740-383-9944. 49 minutes past the hour. It's a type of sausage. The word Frankfurter comes from Frankfurt, Germany, where what originated? All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Not Wiener Schnitzel. Not Wiener Schnitzel. 740-383-9944. Who's going to get it here? All righty, is this the correct answer? Go ahead, caller.
Is it Little Smokies?
Not Little Smokies. Well, we're dancing all around it here. Maybe we'll hit the right answer. Who knows? It's a type of sausage. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Frankfurt sausage.
Not Frankfurt sausage.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Good guess. Frankfurt sausage. You know, when there are no correct answers, you go with what you know. Frankfurt sausage. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about kielbasa?
Not kielbasa. Not kielbasa. All right. The word Frankfurter comes from Frankfurt, Germany, where what originated? Now, it's a type of sausage. 50 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What originated in Frankfurt, Germany? What a long-term question this has been today. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Bratwurst?
Not bratwurst. Not bratwurst. It's a type of sausage you would go in and you'd say, give me a blank sausage. What is the one word we are missing here? The word Frankfurter comes from Frankfurt, Germany, where what originated? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Knockwurst?
Not knockwurst.
Okay.
Not the old knockwurst. What originated in Frankfurt? I'm going to be dreaming about Frankfurt, Germany tonight. What type of sausage originated in Frankfurt, Germany, that is similar to hot dogs? It's a type of sausage. If you go into the grocery store, you'd say, show me the blank sausage. What is the blank word we're missing here? Now remember the question again. The word Frankfurter comes from Frankfurt, Germany, where what originated? 740-383-9944. 52 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Go ahead, caller.
How about show me the Frankfurt sausage?
Not the Frankfurt sausage.
Okay.
Not the Frankfurt sausage. Well, here we are. What kind of sausage are we missing out on here? Well, as we approach 53 minutes past the hour here, we've got a pair of tickets to somewhere. Wilds, Zambezi Bay, Columbus Zoo. That'll go to David, Mary, Bob, Ralph, or Becky at this point. We'd love to add another name, but we can't get this answer. 740-383-9944. The word Frankfurter comes from Frankfurt, Germany, where what originated? It's a type of sausage. 740-383-9944. What type of sausage? It's got sausage in the title. All right, go ahead, caller.
Trezzo sausage?
Not Trezzo. All
right.
Not Trezzo sausage, but sausage is in the title. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Pork sausage.
Pork sausage. There you go.
Is that right?
Now, should this have been this hard?
Well, no, not really. Not after I read these articles. I was like, oh, duh, pork sausage.
Pork sausage. Pork sausage. Of course here. Ryan, we'll get you. What do you think about the Indians becoming the Guardians?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not happy about it. I'm a diehard Indians fan. I even have the Wahoo tattooed on my arm. I do not like it at all.
Now, do you have to get that washed off?
I'm keeping it, but I won't purchase anything that says Guardians, I'll tell you that.
So you don't like the Guardians?
No, it should have stayed the Indians.
What does it mean, the Guardians?
I have no idea. I haven't had time at work to research that, but I had time to research the hot dogs.
Well, thank goodness, because that was the more important issue of the day anyway.
Yes, sir, but no, the Guardians, that upset me. That's terrible.
What if they would have called them the Cleveland Frankfurters?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Cleveland pork sausage.
Pork sausage, why not? Hey, thanks, Ryan.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Ryan's in the competition now. Yeah, pork sausage. Okay. These sausages, Frankfurter, were known since when? Okay, somebody call in and you tell me how you would pronounce Wurstchen. But what is that? This is our next question. Well, the Frankfurter is still around. So we got the apparently the Frankfurter is a pork sausage. It's not a hot dog, I guess. So when did they come around? How long have these sausages been around? When were they invented? When were they passed out at Cleveland Guardians game for the first time? 740-383-9944. We've got David, Mary, Bob, Ralph, Becky, and Ryan in the competition now. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. How long, we're just going to say the Frankfurter at this point. How long has the Frankfurter been around? For all of you who were doing all this research on Frankfurt, Germany, and the Frankfurter, now just tell me how long it's been around. How long have people been eating Frankfurters? 740-383-9944. When did they come about? Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. Tickets to the Columbus Zoo, Zumbezi Bay, the Wilds, all hang in the balance here today. When did the Frankfurter come about? When was it invented? Can you get a Frankfurter here in Marion? I don't know. A pork sausage? I have no idea. 57 minutes past the hour. You only got 3 minutes to get in here. Or we're just going to go with David, Mary, Bob, Ralph, Becky, and Ryan at this particular point. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How long has the Frankfurter sausage been around? And now see, we all learned something today. The Frankfurter is a pork sausage. How long has the Frankfurter been around? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 58 minutes past the hour. 2 minutes left in the program today. 2 minute warning. Who else is going to get in on this? Somebody help us out here. We want one more entry today. David, Mary, Bob, Ralph, Becky, and Ryan, and we want one more winner. 58 minutes past the hour, or one more entry, I should say, into the competition here. How long has the Frankfurter sausage been around? For all of you who were doing that Frankfurter research there, now you can just tell me when it started. When did the Frankfurter first appear? And we can have a winner here. And that rhymed. How about that on this Getaway Friday? Go ahead, caller.
How about over 500 years ago?
500. So where would that put us? 500.
1484.
Yeah, that's the 13th century, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, hell, I don't know.
I think so, because this is the 20...
It says that it was invented there in Frankfurt over 500 years ago.
Okay, so 500 would put us at 1421. No, not 14. Where would that put us? That would put us at 1621, which is the 15th century. Well, no, that's not the answer I have. I think they've been around longer than that.
Okay.
Well, here's what century was the Frankfurter invented? There you go. I'll give you an easy out here. What century was the Frankfurter invented? 740-383-9944. You can get in real quick. What century was the Frankfurter invented? All you have to do is give me the century. There have only been 21 of them. You can guess between 1 and 21 and get this right. 740-383-9944. Now, we've got a pair of tickets here. What do we got? We've got a pair of tickets, as I rifle through these, to... What do we got here? We've got a pair of tickets to... Is anybody going to get... What century? Just guess between 1 and 21, and you could get in on this. 740-383-9944. What century was the Frankfurter invented? The Frankfurter. All right, here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I've seen the same thing. 1484.
1484. So 1484.
So she was correct. Or at least that's what this says.
So is
Google's
it
not always right.
Was it 1484 or 500 years ago? That's what I'm confused about.
It said over 500 years ago, around 1484.
But wouldn't that be over 600 years ago?
Yeah, it doesn't add up right, but that's what it does say that, though. But
well, 1484 would...
13th century, but I don't want credit for it, if that's right.
No, well, you know what? I think I'm just going to throw it out. It is the 13th century. Maybe they just haven't updated it. I don't know.
All right.
We'll go ahead. Thanks, Ryan.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's the 13th century, so we're just going to throw that out because I don't 500 years ago, but who knows? That's what we're going to go with. Okay, here we go. Let's do our drawing for a pair of tickets to the Wilds. We've got David, Mary, Bob, Ralph, Becky, and Ryan. All right, and our last winner here on this Friday, shuffle them up, is... Pull it out here. Our last entry, Ryan. Ryan, you want a pair of tickets to the Wilds? They're here at the studio. You can pick those up on Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. So there you go. Ryan, our big winner on this Getaway Friday. Thank everybody for listening today. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
1.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know,